School librarians want the government to protect their libraries and guarantee their funding. They say survey results show that last year one in five schools cut funding to their library, and they often suffer when schools are overcrowded or short of money. The president of the School Library Association, Glenys Bicken, told our education correspondent John Gerritsen it wants the government to step in.
There's been a law passed in the UK and Parliament that all schools must have libraries, and we'll be fighting as part of our campaign coming up that that's what we want. We want by law all schools to have a school library space.
Why are they so important?
Because kids who read succeed, and I know it's a pithy little saying, readers are leaders is another thing, that kids who read flourish in science, they flourish in maths. Kids who read become school leaders. Kids who read grow in empathy. And what's happened in things in Christchurch, March the 15th. You know, I'm a firm believer if we can get our kids to read things like back in our day it was I Am David, but you know, there are recent books which are awesome, like Bone Sparrow. If we can get our kids to read those sorts of books, then they're going to grow in empathy and become a lot more embracing of what New Zealand's about.
And what sort of state overall are school libraries in?
At a grassroots level, there are some school libraries that are absolutely thriving. They're the hub of the school. They're intricate to what the school's doing and pastoral care of students and delivering the curriculum to students, accessing online digital information. But, sadly, there's a bunch that are suffering. For example, there's a high school where the budget's been slashed to $3,000 a year for them to purchase books, and it's got a roll of close to 1,000. I mean, that is just ridiculous. You know, you should be spending at least $16 per student, but sadly some of them are not even able to get recent books. And of course, kids aren't going to go into those libraries because the collection's old and stuffy, and so the library's not going to get used, and that just gives more excuse for it to become irrelevant.
That's the president of the School Library Association, Glenys Bicken, speaking with our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.